welcome to another episode of Your Life Beyond You. I am your host, Terrence Campbell, and I am so thankful that you dropped by to check us out today. Just as a reminder, would you be sure to like and subscribe to our podcast? Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you can find us there. And in addition to that, would you leave us a comment and rate our podcast? So before I go any further, let me say Happy Women's History Month. In today's episode, we have a dynamic woman who's going to share some principles and keys with us to living life in a healthier manner. Many of us visit our general practitioners. We go get our ears checked and we go to the eye doctor and we even go to the dentist to get our teeth cleaned. But are we overlooking a very important step in our health care? Well, if you would, help me welcome to the show, Dr. Charvelle Jones.
Hello, Mr. Campbell. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. So glad to have you and just really looking forward to our time together. Well, I want to get right to it because I am so thrilled at what we're going to be talking about today. So if you would, Dr. Jones, share a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a born and raised Houstonian, love my city. I am a daughter of two great parents, and I have a couple of siblings, three brothers and a sister, and a slew of nephews that I love dearly. And my passion, a lot of times, is just, you know, giving back to the community and pretty much, you know, just kind of doing a lot of self-care and self-love.
I love it. Very cool. Now, you mentioned that you are a lover of Houston and you're a big time Houston Texans fan. Is that true still? Is that still true?
Unfortunately, Mr. Campbell, it is. But you know what? Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. But the fan in me still loves the game and the heart that the players have for the game. So, yeah, why not? You know, we can't win them all. But yes, I am still a lover of the Houston Texans.
Wow. You know, it takes some boldness for you to say that. Still, I mean, with all that's going on with Deshaun Watson and J.J. Watt just recently transitioned, I believe he's now going to the Arizona Cardinals. They're about to win. They are about to win a Super Bowl. You've heard it first, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
And I will and I will second that. I think they will win a Super Bowl. I know that J.J. Watt has meant so much for the city of Houston, and not only just the Houston Texans, but the city of Houston. And he's such a great player, great humanitarian. Of course, we've seen that with the accolades and things and awards that he has won. So, you know, it's fascinating to see these young men still give it their all. And yes, Deshaun Watson being a young player coming up, and you know, he wants to be known and wants to be heard as well. So hats off to them, because if I had to make the decision, I'll make the best decision for myself. So we have to support it.
I love it. Well, that's a very optimistic position to take. And so I better get off of the Houston Texans, because yes, we may lose some listeners at
you might a little bit. Yes, but that's okay.
Now, you mentioned you enjoy serving. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, thank you for that first question, because that is near and dear to me. I'm passionate about helping people. Naturally, I went into the healthcare profession so I can help people. It may have been directly or indirectly, but it's something about, you know, when someone comes to you and they are in need, and if you can lend that hand or provide whatever resources that they may need, that takes the burden off of them. And, you know, you see that smile. That's what I love seeing. That's what I love doing for people.
I know that that's your heart. And I can tell you that I've seen that, obviously, being that you are my cousin and that we grew up together, and just being able to watch you grow and really develop into the woman that you are is awesome. And even the career choice. So tell us a little bit about what you do for a living.
Yes, thank you. Well, what I do for a living, I am a licensed chiropractor with a specialty in massage therapy. So I use my hand, I get to use my hands all day long in order to help and heal any one of their ailments or anything that's going on with them. So yes, and I've been in the business for, I've been a chiropractor for a little over 20 years now, and I've been I've owned my own practice for almost 15 years this month.
Wow. Okay. And what is the name of your business?
Oh, I love this name because this is such a near and dear special name. The name of my practice is Heal Thy Body Wellness Center. And if you don't mind, Mr. Campbell, I would like to tell the listeners how that name came about, if you don't mind.
Oh, by all means.
Okay. Well, your mother, Deborah Campbell, called me up one day and she had a vision for the name of my office. And she told me to grab a piece of paper and I wrote it down and I was writing down. She said, okay, write the word heal, H-E-A-L. And I said, okay. And she said, write the word thy, T-H-Y. And I went, yes, okay. And then she said, put body, B-O-D-Y, separate three words. And I said, yes. She said, but when you put heal and thy together, what do you get? And I said, healthy. She said, exactly. And that birthed the name of my business right there. Yes. So I owe it all to your mother.
Wow, I love it. I love it. Well, and I think it's so awesome how it really coincides with the heartbeat of your practice. So when you think of health and healing concerning the body, kind of what are some of the things, some of the convictions that you have as it relates to that?
Well, you know, when a person comes in to, you know, when they're in pain, let me just start there. And they start to seek out someone to take care of that, you know, get them out of pain. They no longer want to take medicine. You know, surgery is not it's not on their radar. So they come to someone like me. And often I am like the last choice that they choose to come in to see.
Wow.
So it's like, well, I want to get out of pain yesterday. I'm like, but you didn't come and see me until today. And this didn't start happening until, you know, months or years prior. So a lot of my, you know, a lot of my frustration comes with because I want to help them, but I can't immediately. So that's what I go through on a daily basis, but it's still rewarding to see some of the results I can get, even with the amount of time and the treatment that I'm able to give them.
I think that is so funny because my first experience with Heal Thy Body is I had some type of back issue. I don't even know what the source of it was, but I ended up coming to you because I was writhing in pain. And you were right. It was almost like that you were my last resort, even though you're in the family. And it's just like, why did I wait so long to seek out health and healing in this area? So why do you suppose that's the case when it comes to seeking out the healing hands of the chiropractic?
Well, if you sit on an average of, 6 hours, 8 hours a day watching television, you see a lot of commercials pumping medication. Oh, for arthritis. Oh, for heart. Oh, you know, lungs, everything. It's so many medications out there. And that's the thought that goes into a person's head. Well, maybe medicine can help. I don't want to go to the doctor so much. Maybe if I take this pill, and it'll go away. But because chiropractic is a mechanical service, you know, we provide mechanical treatment, meaning if something is out of alignment, if something is out of place, we want to put it back in place to restore the normal flow. Well, most patients, they say, well, if I take the pill, it will go away. Yes, but it's temporary. Pills are temporary. So we want to be able to be that first portal of entry so we could assess and see what's out of place. And if we are able to put it back in place, to get you back on track.
So that leads me into my next question when it comes to why is chiropractic important for the overall health of an individual? Because we think of eye doctors, we think of our general physician, we think of our dentist, but why do you suppose people don't think of their chiropractor?
That is such a good question because, like I said earlier, people don't see us as the first portal of entry. If you, you know, step off a curb incorrectly, you may tweak your knee or your ankle or your back. But the natural thing you may think of is to take a pill. Well, let's see, maybe if some joints were out of alignment. So what chiropractic, how important it is for our overall health is that it keeps the body balanced. We put things back in alignment that have been thrown off from activities like golfing, basketball, football, or just sitting at a desk for 5, 6, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, any of those things.
Oh, I see. So have you seen an increase in issues with people working from home and sitting at a desk so often? I mean, I've even heard it said that sitting is the new smoking. Do you see any truth in that and see any issues?
Very much. I've heard the same thing. Sitting is the new smoking. And yes, I seen an increase in business volume in 2020 due to people having to transition to home, to a home office, and they were not prepared for it. They didn't have the right chair. They didn't have the right desk. Computer was not at the right height. The ergonomics of their atmosphere was not, you know, they were not ready. So, of course, they started to develop a lot of neck issues, a lot of back issues. But then here's the thing, too. They started to work more than they did in the office. Some people clock in, it's 8 to 5 or 9 to 5, and they go home. Well, when they were working from home, they found themselves working at least 2 to 4 hours more that day than they would in the office.
Wow. So I'm sure employers appreciated that, but there was still
this. Of course.
Yes, there was an impact on our physical well-being as a result. Wow. That's I think that's really, really key. So would you say, Dr. Jones, that there are some underlying issues that appear or manifest in the body that can be traced back to me being out of line that maybe I'm unaware that that's the cause of it?
Absolutely. Just let me give you an example. Let's think of it like this. Mm-hmm. If you were in a car, and I don't mean this if you were, but if someone was in a car accident and they thought it was minor enough, a little fender bender, and, you know, they walked away and they said, well, I didn't have very much pain, you know, maybe a little ache here and there, but they went on about their day. They went on about their life. But then when they have another injury that may come in, maybe it was a basketball, pickup game of basketball with the boys, or like I said, or maybe, you know, a golf game, and they did a swing, you know, and then all of a sudden they started hearing or they heard something pop. And then they go, oh my gosh, what happened? My back is out now. So when they normally go to the doctor and get an x-ray, they start to see there are some degenerative changes in the spine or any other parts of the joints or any other joints. And they were like, well, this didn't come about that day of that injury. This could have happened months back, years back. Right. And it was left unattended, uncared for. And therefore, as our bodies develop, when you're a young person and you're developing into an adult, your body goes through changes. Mm-hmm. But once you're an adult, you pretty much settle there. But once you are an adult too, you start to take on a lot more activities that your body could handle, you figured. So therefore, when that injury happened, it probably could have just spread it throughout the whole body and start a domino effect of a lot of things to happen. Yes.
Wow. Okay. That makes a lot of sense. So you, as I listen to your profile, what I hear is true to your name is that there's this conviction that that you want to bring people to a place of health and healing in their bodies. Now, Dr. Jones, I understand that you recently transitioned from being a vegetarian to being a vegan. I'm really curious to know about that whole process and what caused you to make that decision.
Yeah. Okay. So back, I would say about 17 years ago, I made the decision to remove chicken, beef, pork, turkey, out of my any meats out of my menu. Okay, just cold turkey, went straight into it. But I was still eating fish. But you know, fish has a lot of iodine in it, so I started to notice that there was some adverse effects to that. So I started to pick up turkey and to introduce more protein back into my diet. So for about 16 years or so from there, I was only eating turkey and seafood and then any vegetables. Well, that has changed. As of, I say, November of last year, I became vegan. So no meat products at all.
So tell me about that. Why did you make such a drastic move? And let's be honest, this is something that we're starting to see more and more in the African-American community.
Of course. And I'm glad that you are raising the awareness and asking this type of question, because, you know, for the Black family, you know, portions, you know, options, having food options were sometimes slim. So they were able, they ate whatever they were given. Okay. So when start to know what, you know, about learn about these foods and what's in these foods, you know, the hormones and everything like that, well, you start to make, you know, different decisions. So I would say for me, learning that my grandmother's had heart conditions, heart disease, and heart disease being the leading cause of women, especially African-American women dying, I wanted to minimize my risk. So I decided to remove those red meats and things and those hormones from my body. So then now here we come, we hear more about the plant-based. And it can get, you know, some negative play on it because they say, well, it's not enough protein. But it actually is, because back then it wasn't widely, you know, known about. But now it's evolving to this big thing now that veganism is the biggest thing to go into now, because you get to help your body rid yourself of some of those heavy meats and hormones that we ingest that may not agree with our bodies. So that's the reason for me.
Wow. So would you say that, are you able to then pass on some of this information to your clients, like being able to give them almost like a holistic approach to health, that, hey, pointing them in the direction and giving them resources, giving them knowledge and understanding of how the body works? How have you been able to do that for your clients?
Well, I have some patients. I think they may think I'm trying to discourage them from eating a lot of meat or eating any type of meat, because every time I have a session with them, I'm always asking, so what are we eating today? So what's for dinner or what's for lunch? And I think one of my patients said one time, she's like, well, Dr. Jones, are you just, you know, you want me to go vegan, or do you want me to stay away from it? I said, well, no, I'm not pressuring you. I'm just wanting to know about your food intake. I want to know about your nutrition intake, because that is important for me. Because if you have healthy intake of nutrients, that help your tissues, and that helps me give you the treatment that you need in order to, you know, get better from whatever you're dealing with. So yes, I talk to my patients a lot about food choices, and I think they may be tired of me now saying, okay, well, we know you're vegan. Okay, stop. Okay. Don't make us feel guilty. But I have shared some recipes that I've come in to use into my daily meals. And so I just think it's a fun way of introducing it to them. And then they don't feel pressured, and then they're getting it from someone that they know. And that they may trust. So
absolutely. Well, and I'd like to say that that's really the heartbeat of Your Life Beyond You. this idea that really, truthfully, you could go ahead and make these lifestyle changes for yourself. And you could keep that to yourself. And you would be good. Yes. You'd be fine. And people notice different things about you. Say, oh, you look great. Your skin looks great. You look like you have lost some weight and all of that. But they may never know the source of what you're tapping into. And so I want to say and go on record, say that thank you for sharing your knowledge and your wealth of wisdom when it comes to us taking care of our bodies, because we only get one.
That is so true. And thank you for, because that's what I tell people every day. You know, you could, you know, with chiropractic, you know, we have some patients that are very apprehensive. And I said, well, why do I have to keep coming back? And so I use the analogy like the car. I said, well, you don't change or rotate the tires in your car only once, right? From the life of the car. No, you don't change the oil only one time. No. So when you're going through these bumpy streets of Houston, and I can talk about Houston because I'm born and raised here, okay? But these bumpy streets, your car is going to get, you know, it's going to endure a little damage there. It's going to, you know, get out of alignment. Well, when it's out of alignment, you go take it somewhere in order to put it back in alignment. Well, the same thing with your bodies. Like I said, you have activities. If you birthing a child, you know, carrying a child for 9 months, you're sleeping in a bed that's, you know, not firm enough. All of those things, sitting at a desk for hours on days, that can take a toll on your body. So therefore, you need to get some maintenance on your body, because like I tell them again, you only get one body. Because see that car? You can go change the tires.
You can
go remove those tires and put on new ones. You can change the drain out the oil, put the new oil. But can you do that for your body? No.
Wow. Well, you sold me on that. So let me ask you, does my insurance cover some type of preventive maintenance? Because it sounds like that's what you're describing is preventive maintenance.
That is correct. We want to be, again, your first portal of entry. And yes, most insurance will cover chiropractic and or in the category of preventive medicine. Now, it becomes a little a back and forth with the insurance about if it's reasonable and necessary. But you know what? When you have a conversation and a dialogue with your chiropractor, someone like me, I'm willing to work with you. Even if your insurance don't cover it, I say the price for your health is priceless, no matter the cost. But I understand it is a cost and some people can and cannot afford it. But when you speak to your chiropractor, ask them if there's some other plans that you can be on to help keep you balanced.
That makes a lot of sense. It sounds very similar to when it comes to the healthcare industry, that they fight tooth and nail of what they will and will not cover. So it does require some additional funds. I know there was some test that my wife had to get done and we had to make a decision because we knew that there was a certain amount that the insurance would cover. And then there was a certain amount that we had to cover and we were willing to pay that expense. So I guess knowing the value of the service of the chiropractor is key, because if I could introduce an idea here just for a second, my dad bought my mother a car back in 1995. And Dr. Jones, it was a very nice car. And he told her, listen, I'm going to give you one job. You ever see those memes that said you had one job?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Well, mom had one job. He said, look, I just need you to change the oil. Keep the oil changed. Well, months went by and he would periodically check and say, hey, did you change the oil? And she would say, not yet. I'm working on it. Well, 2 years go by and she come outside and she starts the car and it's smoking everywhere. And she's surprised and horrified at the same time. And she calls my dad and says, oh, my gosh, the car is smoking. What is going on? Guess what his first question is to her? Did you change the oil? And she says, well, no, I didn't think about it. And so she goes on to explain years later, if my dad would have told her, if he would have given her the why does she need to do this? Then she would have been more inclined to do it. So I think that you have given us plenty of information on why we should take care of our bodies. One of the ways that we need to care for our bodies, in your words, one of the being the first portal instead of seeking to medicate, but seek to really lay hold to the services of the chiropractor. So that's really been very eye-opening. And let me shout out just really quickly that this month is Women's History Month. So
that's correct.
Yes. Have you made any history, as far as you know, in your family?
Well, I have been told, I think, that I am the first quote unquote doctor in the healthcare field in the family.
I love it. That is fantastic. And as a result, you've been able to be a source of wisdom and guidance when it comes to healing our bodies. We know that God designed our bodies to heal itself. And so keeping it in alignment is key. Thank you so much for sharing that, Dr. Jones. So do you have any final wisdom and ideas or thoughts that you would share? If there's someone listening here on this podcast and they think to themselves, man, I really need to take a step in the direction of caring for my body and introducing the chiropractor into my rhythm of healthy living, what would you share with our listeners today?
Well, I will tell your listeners, it is important to listen to your body because it does speak to you. When you don't have enough water in your body, if you're not eating the proper foods or getting enough nutrition, it will speak to you. So therefore, you need to listen to it. Now, when it comes to those aches and pains that we are normally going to encounter, and let me also add to this too. You know, a lot of people come to me and say, oh, I think I have arthritis. Or some of the older generation will say, oh, Arthur, you know. So arthritis is not something that if I'm going to get it. No, it's when you're going to get it. We will all get arthritis. Our bodies are going to go through a deteriorative phase. That's what it's going to do, because as we get older, we start to lose certain little things. But when you listen to your body and respond and give it the right response at the time that it needs, you could prolong the health of your body. I always try to tell, you know, people, even if they're not coming to me for anything, because like you said, I love to share my wisdom about what I do. I love what I do. I didn't go into this profession lightly. My dad introduced this profession to me when I was a young girl caring for our grandmother with a foot injury. And so therefore, I knew I wanted to be in healthcare. And so he said, well, why don't you think about chiropractic? You don't have to do medicine. You know, you don't have to prescribe medicine and there's no surgery. You can just use your hand of healing. And I said, huh. So when I share with people and I say, you know what, when your body speaks to you, listen to it, give it what it needs, but act in the response, give it the response it needs at the time that it's happening. Don't wait too long. Nothing is too small to come to the chiropractor for. If you think you got a hangnail and it is throbbing and it's keeping you from typing on that computer, or it's throbbing and traveling up through the wrist, and then it travels up through the elbow and then it's up to the shoulder, we don't want it to get there, because we wanted to stop it at that finger. We wanted to stop it right there if we could. So if I can share again, please, 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 please listen to your body and seek out care, whatever you choose, in the timely manner so you can get your body back in balance.
Wow, Dr. Jones, this has been so enlightening. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us these important keys to keeping our bodies healthy. So should an individual that's listening that's in the greater Houston area would like to reach out to you for services, how can they contact you?
Yes. Well, my office is located near NRG. We talked about earlier, me being a Texans fan, so I'm pretty close to home here. And my telephone number is 713-667-4325. And that 4325 stands for HEAL, H-E-A-L. And you can also visit us on our website at www.heal-thybody. That's www.heal-thybody.com.
Beautiful. Well said, Dr. Jones. And I appreciate having you on the show today. And I feel like I am more equipped, better equipped to pursue services that will aid me in living my best life from a physical standpoint. So thankful to have you on the show, Dr. Jones, and had such a great time with you.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And anytime you would like to invite me back, I would definitely will accept the invite.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Dr. Jones. Wow. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast just as much as I did. Before I let you go, I have to take this moment to give a big shout out and a huge thank you to the friends and partners of Growing Faith Fellowship. You helped to make this podcast possible. You have been listening to Your Life Beyond You, where it is our prayer that may our lives be so filled that it spills over into the lives of others.